97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
No more condoms or contraception to the Taliban. No more teaching them how to weave carpets. No more funding drag shows to Ecuador at $20,000 a clip or atheism to Nepal at $500,000 for a grant. No more transgender operas. That was in Colombia. That was a real thing for, I say, $47,000 to $50,000 under the Biden administration. There was a transgender comic book that they put out for whatever amount of money in Peru. These are all things that come to an end under Secretary Rubio and President Trump.
Now, Mark Cox, soapbox.
You know what started out as denial, then disbelief about number 47, has turned into abject terror for the liberal establishment. And it all came about because of a spending freeze. Yeah, you heard me right. Not a spending cut, but a spending freeze. And right now, the left is racing around like rats on a sinking ship because we've severed the main artery they used to waste your taxpayer dollars around the globe and right here at home. Listen, there is zero accountability in Washington, D.C. for trillions of dollars that we waste, and they want to act like they can't cut spending a dime. What this points out on a bigger scale, the reaction you saw yesterday, is that DOGE faces a monumental challenge to cut any fat from Washington, D.C. All right. Among the money that was ready to go out the door, you heard Brian Mass there. That's who that was, the congressman, was $50 million to pay for condoms for people in Gaza. Why are we paying for condoms for people in Gaza? Well, the terrorists were inflating them with helium and putting little bombs in them and floating them over to Israel. Most of the people in Gaza are either terrorists or they support terrorists. You understand that, right? Hamas is a terrorist organization. That's an outrageous example, but it's an example of how these bureaucrats in this country have ruined us. You would have thought their left arm got cut off yesterday when they discovered all these pet projects and payouts to their little NGOs around the globe might be stopped, like supporting LGBTQ plus ? Hashtag crap overseas being funded by American taxpayers. Now, this establishment includes Republicans and Democrats, no doubt about it. But they thought they could weather the storm that Donald Trump promised to bring against excessive government spending because they figured that during the appropriations process, they'd both get together and find enough pork projects to satisfy each other. And that way they could keep the money flowing. What President Trump announced yesterday that they freaked out over was a way around that. Imagine 23 attorneys general from blue states rushed out to find a liberal Democrat judge to try to stop it, which they did temporarily. But my guess is in a court battle, this ends up winning. And that's why I always play my favorite bite from our buddy Ron Swanson.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore, chapped nipples.
Yeah, you're watching this in real time, man. They've figured out a way to fool the American people on how they spend your hard-earned tax dollars. It's another reason why when Donald Trump suggested we get rid of the income tax this week, they freaked out. Our government is so big and bloated, reining it in might be impossible, but it's sure as hell going to be a lot of fun to try. And along the way, we can enjoy wrecking the mental health of every liberal bureaucrat in America.
Get more at 971talk.com.